We'll start that again. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I should have said, good morning, Rabosai. Okay. Thank you. Okay. So as we continue now in our journey through Masechet Ketubot, we are up to today, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. As I've indicated in the emails that I've sent, and as has been said throughout this year, and as will likely be said throughout the year, Ksubis is known as Shas Katan. There are a lot of different aspects, a lot of different issues that come up all over the place, and we are moving at an amud a week pace, which means that there are many topics that we're just simply not going to touch, or topics that we will touch, but obviously not be able to drill fully into. And Afki Inhu is going to be one of those sugyas that we're going to spend some time today looking at and exploring and doing our best to understand. But as I was telling someone earlier today, is that you should not take this as, now we know everything about Afki Inhu, this is a good place to start so that, God willing, as we continue to learn more Torah throughout our lives, Afki Inhu, the next time, it won't be the first time that we're exploring the sugya. That with that little introduction. So as Rav Yehuda actually indicated in his email from last week, much of Gimel Amud Aleph is actually a repeat, so to speak, or a reframing of Bet Amud Bet. Bet Amud Bet, if you remember, there was a whole discussion we talked about last week, is the Onus Begitin, and we had a series of questions challenging Rava, who was saying, Ein Onus Begitin, and now on Gimel, there's going to be a discussion, well, maybe Ika to Amri, that maybe Rav said the opposite, and all the Gemaras that were brought in supports are become challenges, the challenges become supports, and that's what much of Gimel is. But before we get there, I wanted to focus on something that comes at the top of the Amud, and that's this idea of Afki Inhu. It actually starts on Bet Amud Bet, on the bottom of Bet Amud Bet, and that's source number one. Rav Savra Dinafshei, Svar Dinafshei Ka'amar, again, talking about this idea of how could it get that if the husband... the husband gives his get al tanai, it's a valid get. It's not a valid get if I return, and that let's say he does return, so it's not a valid get. But nonetheless, Chazal said in such a situation, and this is what Rava is going to say right now. Rava said in such a situation where he makes such a stipulation, the get is still going to be a valid get, even if, you know, maybe he came, we're not really sure what the details were with his arrival. The Rav, as a Svar Dinafshe, is saying, we're going to say it's a valid get, mishum tznuot and mishum prutzot, because of the concern of tznuot and prutzot. What does that mean? Mishum tznuot, diamart lo have a get, zimnin de lo anis, visavro de anis, umin angav yatva. Because let's say that she doesn't know, right? We don't know. He didn't show up. She thinks maybe, oh, he was ones, and therefore, the get is not a valid get, and therefore I'm not divorced. But it turns out that it actually wasn't the case, and she should be divorced, but she doesn't know. She's thinking that she's still not divorced, and so she's going to sit and be like Ma'agen herself and say, oh, you know, I don't want to get married because maybe my husband didn't show up, but he's still, and the get is not a legit get. That's one thing that she might be thinking. So that's, we want to avoid that, so we're going to say, don't worry about it, it's a valid get, so she can go ahead and remarry. That's the tznuo part of it, the prutzo part of it. Mishum prutzo dia mart lo leavekita zimnin de anis v'amra lo anis. Because maybe there's going to be a case where he is onus, i.e., it is not a valid get. She's going to say, "Oh, it's a valid get," and she's v'az lo mitzva v'nimtza get batel v'neim mamzerim. But it turns out that the get actually wasn't a good get. She went ahead, she got married, she had kids. Those kids are going to be mamzerim. So because of those two concerns, let's say she's actually divorced, but she doesn't know that she's divorced, so she does nothing, and she's wasting, she's not getting married when she could. Or the flip, she is not divorced, she says, oh, I am divorced, because the problems that come up with Ones, we're going to say, it's a legitimate divorce. That's the Rava saying. She's always going to be divorced because there's once, if it's not clear, you could have problems in either direction. So we're making a blanket rule. When a get like this is given, she's going to be divorced, period. Clear? Okay, the Gemara continues. According to that, let's say the get is not a legitimate get. I.e., she is still married. How you're going to tell me, Rava, that just because this concern of tznuo to prutzot, we're going to say that she's not married anymore? What do you mean? She's married midoraita. The get was not a good get. She is still married. How, what on earth are you doing saying that, oh, no, it's okay, she can go get remarried. You're mater eshet ish la'alma. So the Gemara responds in kol makadosh adat derabanan makadosh v'afkinu l'rabanan l'kidushe minei. Yes, in fact, this works. Ah, she's married midoraita? No. Because we have this idea of kol de mekadesh adata de rab mekadesh, anyone who gets married, anyone who's mekadesh a woman, is doing it with the permission, so to speak. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but is doing it with the okay of Chazal. And Rabbanan have the power of afkinu Rabbanan the kiddushin mine. Rabbanan have the power to remove the kiddushin from her and him. So even though mida oraita, this was not a good get. In other words, she is still married. The rabbis seem to be able to interfere and say, boom. Whatever that we're going to talk about, what they do, hocus pocus, whatever it is, they do something, and turns out she is not married, and that's how it's okay. Ravina, so Amarle Ravina la Ravashi, Tenach Kadish Bekaspa. I get it, if he was Mekadish with money, because, and I think everyone agrees to the understanding here, because there's an idea, Prusbo, Hefker Beitin, Hefker, the Beitin has the ability to start moving money around, so if he gave her money at the Tosvot, the Rishonim all say this. I don't think I put any of them on this source sheet. But the way the Rishonim understand, right? What he thought when he was giving her was he was Mekadosh with Kesef. The rabbis have the ability to, whoop, we actually aren't calling that Kesef for Kiddushin. That's just a Matana. And so she's not married. So they, that's how they deal with the Kesef part of it. Kaddish b'Bia Ma'ik El-Meymar. But what does that do? How do you do that with Bia? So the Gemara says, okay, yeah, Ikla Meimar. So my Ikla Meimar. So Shava Rabbanan Labila Tobilat Zinu. The Rabbanan have the ability to, the act of Bia that he did as a form of Kiddushin, they have the ability to transform that into an act of Bilat Zinut. And parenthetically, although there's a lot to discuss here, that would also mean all the subsequent Biot were also Bilat Zinut. We'll talk a little bit about that in a little bit, but that's the basics of this Gemara. Right. The question is, how could this get be a legitimate get? Let me state that sentence again, because that was... The question is, how could she be married? No, I'm going to start that sentence again. How could she be divorced if the get was a legitimate get? So we say, Rabbanan have the ability, kol mekadesh adata de Rabbanan mekadesh, and vafkinu is Rabbanan l'kidushe mine. Clear? Okay. This is not the only time that this Gemara like this comes up. There's also source number two is another case, again, of a problematic get. And that's a Gemara, that's a Mishnah, and then a Gemara in Gittin. Basically, when the person, let's say the husband and wife are not living together, they were not living in the same place, or I guess they were living in the same place, he wants to divorce her through a shaliach, but then once he sent the shaliach, he is mevatel the get, which means that on a Torah level, strictly speaking, this get is not a legitimate get. So his sending of the shlichut, the sending of the get, is null and void. It's not a good get. That's a takana hitkin Rabban Gamliel that you're not allowed to start being nullifying these gets because the shaliach might end up delivering the get. She's not going to know that it was actually nullified. She's going to end up getting married. You're going to have mamzer issues, etc. Okay. So that's what the Gemara there is addressing. Tanu Rabbanan. Now we have this brighty here in the second line of source number. Tanu Rabbanan bitlo mevutal divrei Rabbi. So let's say he went ahead and did it. Rabban Gamliel said you're not allowed to be mevatel to get. Now let's say some guy's like, I don't care what the rabbis say. I'm going to be mevatel to get anyway. So Rabbi says, okay, he was mevatel to get. It was a good bitl. You're allowed to be mevatel to get. Rabban Gamliel said no, but he did it. So the bittul worked. The get is null and void, and she is not married. I'm sorry, and she is not divorced. She is married. I'm going to try to be not make that mistake again, although that will probably happen again. But if you just keep in mind that in all these cases, she's married, and we remove the marriage from her, then you'll, even if I say the wrong thing, you'll hopefully still correct. Okay, so Rabbi is saying, he tried to be mevatel the get. It worked. The get is batel. She is still married. Rashbag omer, eno yachol lo levat lo velo lisif al tano, shim ken makoch beitin yafeh. Essentially, Rashbag is saying, no, we made a rule. The rule was, you can't be mevatel get. If we can make a rule, you can't be mevatel get, but people can be mevatel get anyway, then what the heck did we do? The whole point is that we are doing something here. So What's the point of making a takana if it doesn't have any teeth? So it's not a legitimate get. I'm sorry. So his bittel does not work. It is a legitimate get, and she is divorced. Now that's wild, because again, we're saying that ika miti da oraita batel gita, mishu ma koach beitin yafe, shirinan eshidish da alma, same idea. You're telling me, miti da oraita, she is still married. But just because we had to give strength to the rabbis, we're going to say she's not married anymore? What are you, and you're going to be matu this eshidish la alma? The Gemara says again, yes, in, kol de makadash, shadatat ram makadash, shavkin rabbanan kushimne, same thing, amar le ravina larvashi, tenach kiddish bakaspa, kiddish bea meka le meymar, and again, same answer, shavi rabbanan the kviela to be latzanun. Same thing. Same exact, same premise. Midoraita, she should still be married. Rabbanan do something. They remove her from being married. How is that possible? It's possible. Kodam HaKadosh, Shadat HaRav HaKadosh, and Afkin Rabbanan Kedushe Mine. How does it work with Kesed? We know how it works with Kesed. How does it work with Bia? And it works with Bia. Beautiful. Those, if you didn't understand number two, think back to number one. If you didn't understand source one, think back to number two. Hopefully that's clear. That's all the Bavli. Parenthetically, oh, it's already 10:40. Okay, very good. We're going to get... We'll get through here. Okay. The Mishnah in Yerushalmi, the Gemara in Yerushalmi, I think is interesting. It has the same concept. It's on the same Mishnah as source number two, but it's interesting, I think, that it takes it from a different direction. So it's the same Mishnah that we had about being mevatel the get, the shliach, sense of shliach is mevatel the get, mevatel the shlichut. So, the takana was that we don't allow this, mipnei tikkun ha'olam, and then there's the first paragraph of the Yerushalmi in source number three. The first paragraph is basically the same thing as we've seen earlier. The tekun alam amrin b'shem reish laki shlo tavolidei mamzerut, because maybe she's going to get married, but she's going to get remarried, but she really wasn't divorced. Or amrin b'shem reish laki shelte yoshevet aguna, or maybe she's not going to be divorced. She's going to think she's not divorced, but she really is divorced. She's not going to get remarried. Basically, the Gemara in the Yerushalmi has the same idea behind it as we saw earlier. But here's, I think, the more important point. The last paragraph from source number three. Avar vitlo. So what happens if he goes and he does the bittel, even though he wasn't supposed to do the bittel? We saw this before. Nishmina min hada. We know this already. Im bitlo ha-reza mevutal divi rabbi. Rabbi says it's batel. And she's still married. Rashbag omer eno yechol levadlo v'lo tifal tana'o. Okay. So far it's the same. But now the Gemara takes the challenge is different. Yeyut amar rashbag. My Tama Darabi. The Gemara, Korban Eda says, Shapir Kamar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Of course, we get Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel's idea here. Of course, you have to give Rabbanan teeth. It makes absolute sense to say that the get is still a valid get. But what's the logic of Rabbi here? Dvar Torah hu shiyavatel haget, shirei bitlo kodem shabat liyada ve'ein ha'ish megarash el ritzono ve'ein lehatir mishim koach beitin yafa ish lish la'ama. Then I'm Rishalobitel. Right? Devar Torah Hushivatel. This is explaining Rashbag's position. Devar Torah Hushivatel, Vahenam Rishalobitel, that makes sense. Vidivrayan, Taganachachamim, Okrin Devar Torah Bitmiya, Okrin Devar Torah, could it be? Oh, why did this make sense the last time that I read this? Well, someone help me out here. Why is this made notes? This made sense. Where we're saying is the opposite direction. We're saying here, let me read that one more time. Yehud Amar Rashbag. That makes sense. My Tama Rabbi. Why would Rabbi say this? Dvar Torah Hu Shivatel. V'divrehen Okrin Divrei Torah. Bitmiya. Takana Chachamim Okrin Dvar Torah Bitmiya. How could it be? This is Rabbi. I'm sorry. Rabbi's asking the question. This is Rabbi Svara. Rabbi is saying, what do you mean? It's a Dvar Torah that she's divorced. V'hen Amrim Shalo Batel. And they're going to undo it? I flipped it again. Thank you. Rabbi's question. Rabbi is saying, what are you talking about? You can't just undo. The Torah says one thing and you're going to say, oh, no, she's not married. What do you mean? The Torah, Mina Torah, she is still married. That's his question. Thank you for allowing me to reread that a second time. Takana Chamim Okrin Devar Torah Bitmiya. Could you ever say such a thing? And the Gemara responds, yes, we do. V'chizetim al shemen, v'anim al yain, lo Torah hu shi'itrom, v'hen amru shlo yitrom, if it gets l'shevet, v'lo od ela she'amru, avar v'taram ein trumato truma. The Yerushalmi says, yes, we actually see this. We see that Chazal do have the power to say, I don't care, min ha-Torah, that you say X, we're going to say Y. I don't care if you say that the Torah might say that she's still married, we're going to say she's not married. That's what Chazal do. And that's the response. Rabbi had said, how could you possibly do such a thing? And the response is, what do you mean? This is what Chazal do. Chazal have the power to do this.
So is that only Kiddushin?
Across the board.
Wow.
Across the board. So here, and not just,
but
not just, hold on.
Not even a question.
What's that?
So according to the Gemara here, there's not even a question.
Right, yes. Yeah. That's, I think, what's really interesting here, is that the Gemara is starting with the assumption that, of course, Rabbi makes sense. I'm sorry, of course, Rashbag makes sense. Why, like, of course it makes sense that if Chazal said if Chazal says she's divorced, she's divorced. That makes absolute sense. But in the Bavli, it had taken it from the other direction. The questions had been, well, how does this work? How could you do such a thing? How could you go against what the Torah's ruling is?
The Bavli supports Rabbi.
In the end, it ultimately supports Rashbag. But it starts with the assumption that Rabbi would be correct. And the Rishami's the other way. Yes. Thank you. Okay. Good. The namesake of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, the Be'er Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, has the following situation. Here's our little Tishrei Nedei tie-in, where he compares and contrasts the Bavli and Yerushalmi here. Nishalti min harav mfursam, marino rav Moshe. Okay, he's the Av Beit Din of Berdinsk. Okay. About a specific question about binyan yom tov yasser min haTorah ilo. Vigam nishalti b'mishin afal sukato b'yom tov enu suka acheret imutar lamar lenochri letakna b'yom tov. Right, your sukkah falls down and yet we have no other sukkah, and you ask the non-Jew to rebuild the sukkah for you. Okay, and it's a very long piece. Tavisha ra'iti shu'inyan rachav b'shas, it's a huge topic. L'chen riti la'arich b'zeh harbe, I'm going to write a lot about this, it's a huge topic. We're not going to do the whole thing. Okay, so, but in one of the branches, Anav Zayin, he has a little bit of a conversation about the idea of Chazal having the ability to be okay something halacha. There's a halacha, and Chazal can undo the halacha. The Torah says something, we can undo it. And if you skip to the second paragraph, third line of the second paragraph, at the end of the line, b'yavamot, b'shas, dilan, b'kum ve'aseh, ein yochlin Chazal la'kol dvar, le'akor dvar Torah. That the Bavli has the assumption, and yavamot, we can mevatel. The Torah says blow shofar. The Chazal say, but it's Shabbos. Sheva, don't blow shofar. When it comes to kumbase, they don't have the power to do that, but they could do it as sheval tase. Skip down a line, the end of the line where it starts being underlined. Aval b'hayirushalmi yesh lamar de'azel l'shitato de'begitin sheparich harashbag desfir lebit lo ein muvitav v'chiyochlin lakor devar Torah metarti diacholim chachamim lakor af b'kumbase. Uveshasni, he said, look, but in the Rishalmi, the way it understands it is that yes, Chazal have the power to mevatel something, even as a kumvase. I mean, they can mevatel deoraita as a kumvase. Uveshasti lan begitin daflam et gimel makshina gamken echuzin Chazal la kol devar Torah bekumvase. And my bitlo enu mevutal. Umetartzi mishum dafkin rabbanan kedusha mine. In our Gemara, when we have this conversation, we come up with a afkeinu and call mekadesh in order to justify this. The Rishalmi just says, yeah. The Torah says it's a marriage, but we say it's not. Kumvase, we can do that. For the Bavli to get to the same conclusion that they're not married anymore, it has to jump over to say, well, actually, the Kiddushin wasn't a good Kiddushin, and they untie it, but they do it as like this back, they can't just vivatala kumvase. So he says, you see from here, Mishim Debelozet, without the idea of Afkeinhu, Einam Yachlin Rabbanan Lakol Devar Torah B'kumvase. According in the Bavli's eyes, you can't just kumvase against what the Torah says. You've got to come up with like an afkeinu thing to undo the marriage. But to stand up and say marriage is no good, the Bavli says we don't have the power to do that. But he's saying that the Rishalmi lechen Yerushalmi shitato disvirlehu to af b'kumvase yachlin Chazal Lakol Devar Torah. But the Rishalmi doesn't have any problem with that whatsoever. So the Rishalmi's just going to say yes. It is a good get. She is not married anymore. Oh, the Torah says it's not a good get. She's still married. Kumbase, we can be okay with Divar Torah. That's the way Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan understands that. You can read the whole piece. It's very long if you're curious about the sukkah question, but not for now. Okay. Great, excellent.
Excellent.
Good. We're going down that road. Excellent. And in fact, that's the next source number 5 is the Gemara Baba Batra, right? Because There are cases in Shas, like the ones that we saw in source number 1 and 2, like we have in Ksubis and like we have in Gittin, where the marriage, for all intents and purposes, was a lovely marriage for a very long time. They were happily, I mean, they weren't happily married because he tried to send her a get. They lived together for 20, 30 years. And then something happened at the end with the delivery of the get that was a problem. But source number 5, we have other instances where it was there wasn't ever a get. Source number 5, Amar Meimar, Tluya, tell Yuha, he hangs her up, meaning he says you have to marry her. V'kidish kidushav kidushin. He forces her to marry her.
Forces him to marry her.
No, he forces her.
Tell Yuha. He forced her.
He forced her.
Yeah.
It's a legitimate kidushin. Mar barav ashi amar beisha vaday kidushin lohavu. No, this is definitely not kidushin. Who asa shloka hogan lafikach asui mo shloka hogan? He didn't do the right thing. We're gonna do the. He did not the right thing. We're gonna do not the right thing, which is a whole separate conversation we could have. Vavkin rabbi on the kedusha mina. We undo the kedusha that he has. Amar le ravina le ravasha tenaf the kaddish kaspa kaddish mabia ma'ika lemeimar. Amar le yes shavu rabbi on the bialat to bialat zanut. They turned his bia into bialat zanut. Okay, so as you pointed out, there's no get here at all, and there's also no kol mekadesh adat rama mekadesh. So the question that we're going to pick up on, which is, and we're hopefully going to reach a level of clarity with this, how do these two gemaras, how does this gemara, setting aside what Rizk Elchanan Spector said before, how does this case compare to the cases that we saw before? When the gemara, when there's a flaw with the get, is that the same? Is the same thing that happens in Ksubis what's happening here? Or is our case with the get and ksubis somehow different by simply the fact that it doesn't have kol mekadesh adat de rabbanan mekadesh? Are these the same cases? Are they different cases? Like, how do we understand these two pieces? And that's basically where we're going with this. And part of that is going to be, how do we understand what afkinu is in general? If sometimes it exists, it seems to be with kol mekadesh, and in source number 5, Afkeinu exists independent of the idea of Kol Mekadesh. Yeah.
So if you switch over all the reviews before from that point onwards, to be Biyot Snut, are you not causing them and their entire family to have like something more Averot that they didn't?
Yeah, so we're gonna get there. We're gonna get there. But that's also part of the question of what exactly is the. We're not gonna spend a lot of time on this, but among the questions one could ask is, what exactly is the difference between the Havamin and the Maskana of the question of Ravina to Ravashi? Ravina says, I get how it works with Kesef, but how does it work with Bia? And the answer is, oh, it works with Bia. Like, what changed between the Havamin and the Maskana that we're going to touch on that a little bit, because that's related to what you said, but we're not going to really. No, I'm saying, that's the question, but so what? The answer is like, oh, no, it works. I mean, the question is, what are you going to say? We're going to say the same thing we said. Oh, okay. Like, okay. Whatever. There's discussion about how we understand the Shaklavatari, but not for right now. If we just confused everyone, I apologize. But Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is coming, so hopefully you'll be mochel before then. Okay. But in short, we've seen a case of Afke Inhu, which does not have source number 5. We've seen Afke Inhu, which does not seem to be based on the premise of Kol HaMekadesh adopted the Rama Mekadesh, and yet we have in our Gemara that it seems to be based on that. And the question that we're going to look at right now is, are these the same thing happening, or are they different? And that will help us understand what exactly is happening when Chazal employ Afke Inhu. Because is it always based on Kol HaMekadesh? Is it independent of Kol HaMekadesh? That's going to help us understand Eich Afke Inhu Oved. Good? So the simplest way to understand it is in source number 6, focusing right now on the Ksubis version of this with Kol HaMekadesh, is that Kol HaMekadesh, Adat HaRama HaMekadesh, means Pirish, the Ritva writes, Afal Pi, but in the Masada Rav Kook points out that Afal Pi doesn't make sense, it must be Lefikach Omer La. She Omer La, Kedat Moshev Yisrael, Harehu Ke'ilu Hitne Ima Al Minat Shir Tzu Chachamim. When he says that he's Mekadesh her, he is explicitly saying, when he says, Kedat Moshev Yisrael, and That's what Tosfot says also in source number 7, Lachan Omrim B'Shad Kiddushin Kedat Moshe of Yisrael. He is essentially saying, this is legitimate on condition that it is support, this is in accordance with what Dat Moshe of Yisrael, i.e. what Chazal say. So just like you give your Pruz Bowl and you say, this is a good Pruz Bowl for this Beitin on condition that it's good, but if it's not good, then it's... So this is a Kiddushin on condition that Chazal are okay with it. But at any, but that means that what the Ritva is suggesting that it, at any given, at any point in time, Chazal could pull the rug out from under them and say, oh, actually, the Tanai is not Kiyam.
Do we have anywhere else, sorry that I can't recall, that we say Kedat Moshe of Yisrael and anything else in Jewish life that is not here? Because then it sounds like, I don't know, but it sounds like, first of all, there was Kedat Moshe of Yisrael, so let's find, what does it mean? We'll say it means Beit Din, but it's not that we've been metaken in Kedat Moshe of Yisrael, but that all the time it means Beit Din, because no, we don't have it any other place.
We say it because of that. According to that.
I mean, there is halachic literature on the place of Das Moshe and Yisrael, and what is Das Moshe versus Yes Yisrael, and why is one adding, and it'll take us far away from the Shir.
But this is the only place we can recall we use the phrase?
So we're not going to go down this road. I wasn't sure about Gittin, but there's... No, I'm going to stop talking because we're not going in it. But there is discussion that just as the Rishonim talk in the sugya, they talk about just as there might be Kiddushin Kedat Moshe of Yisrael, those also Gittin out Kedat Moshe of Yisrael. And that's we're gonna see elements of that, but no one says it explicitly. That maybe what's happening here, I'm like letting the cat out of the bag right now. But maybe what's happening here is that Kol HaMekadesh also means Kol HaMegaresh essentially. And so, even if you put up Tanai, Chazal can say, but that we don't allow that Tanai, so it's a legitimate get. If I confused you, we'll come to it in a little bit.
Established as a marriage. It's always like, you're behaving, we're keeping in check. If it's not, okay, we're removed from you. The second's over.
Right. Within this Ritva, and we're going to come to this... maybe. Within this Ritva, there is like this underlying potential threat that he has, that the couple knows that at any point in time, the Chazal could undo the whole thing. That's the way that the Ritva is looking at this. In source number 6, and we said source number 7, the same basic idea, the Tosfot and Ksubis here is saying, Adat Rav and Mekadesh means, because it's essentially a Kiddushin al Tanai, and that's why we say, Kedat Moshe Yisrael, which gives now Chachamim the power to pull out the rug if they so choose. The Tosfot in Baba Batra is going to start now comparing the sugyas and sort of putting things together here. So he asks in source number 8, Tosfot asks, Tenach Kiddush Mekadesh Bekaspa, V'hacha in Baba Batra, Lo Kamar Kol De Mekadesh Adat Adar HaMekadesh. We don't have this. V'cham V'perek Beit Shammai, in another case in the Gemara in Yevamot, also, Yavei Uvda Dinarash, Dikadshek Shiktana V'gadla V'ata Inish Achrina V'chad Famine. There's another case. The case in source number 5 was he forced her to accept the Kiddushin. And the case in Yevamot is a case where someone was Mekadesh, a young girl, when she was young. It was only Kiddushin Derabanan. She now reaches the age of maturity. He wants the Mekadesh or Midoraita, but someone else beats him to it and is Mekadesher. In that case also, we're going to say the same thing. We undo the second person's Kiddushin because, come on, she was married Midorabanan to Reuven. Now Shimon's going to come and try to grab her to be Mekadesh or Midoraita. We don't do that. That Kol Mekadesh is not there, but in Baba Batra, Kidama Barish Ketubot, but it is in the Sugyan Ketubot, Uveshaleach and Gittin that we saw earlier. So what's the difference? Mishum Dehacha Veit Shammai Lo Kidesh Adata Derabanan Kidekamar Hu Asash Logo and Srich Lamar. So you can't say Kol Mekadesh Adata Ramekadesh because this guy did something that was blatantly against what Chazal wanted. He forced her to accept the Kiddushin. He's married me to Reuven's married me to Rabbanan, and Shimon comes and he's trying to Mekadesh or Midah Oraita against what the Rabbanan want. Rabbanan don't want it, so you can't say Kol Mekadesh Adat Rabbanan Mekadesh because it's clearly not the case here. V'tzarich lomar desavar hachad yesh koach biad chachamim la'akor devar min haTorah kevan dafkinu Rabbanan l'kidushin minev af agav delo kadish adatam. So you have to say that our Gemara here is saying yes, if we have kidushin that we can untie and unravel, that's the first stop. But if there was no Kiddushin, al-dat chazal, it wasn't done adata derabanan, because he explicitly went against the will of Rabbanan, then Tosfot is saying, yes, in that case, yesh koach biyach chachamim lakor Devar min haTorah. So your question, Tosfot saying like, yes, actually, the Gemara in Baba Batra actually is that. That Chazal, if they can do Kol Mekadesh, then they'll use Kol Mekadesh to undo it. But if they can't, yesh koach biyad chachamim lakor devar min haTorah. And then he continues, v'hachi pirusho. Here's how this is how Gemara continues. Bishlama dekadesh b'kasa, mat kaspa, matzu rabbanan lafkira kesef. They can just be mafkir the kesef. And I put what Tosfot says in our Gemara, it's because of hefker beitin hefker. V'latet b'matana le'isha. El dekadesh b'biya, af al gav d'yesh koach b'yad chacham l'kor divar min haTorah. Even though they could very well just be okir something min haTorah, what are the repercussions of that? V'chiya asu chachamim b'yato b'yad aveira. Would they be willing to do such a thing? Would they be willing? Oh, I actually skipped a line. Hainu hecha de'ika aveira, the lake aveira. Kagon ahu geriva dehadu letivla. Your mafri's chuma or betuma, Chazal don't like it, so they say your chuma is not chuma, it goes back to being tevel. Okay, but if the Chazal undo the act that you just did, what are the stakes? You didn't lose anything. But here, if Chazal undo the bia, they're not, as AZ pointed out, the bia here is now biad znut. They are now declaring by their afke inhu, they're turning every act that this couple did together as bilad znut, as a veira. So Tosfot says, the question of the Gemara was saying, would Chazal ever do that? I understand that they, I know how they uproot the marriage with kesef, but how could they do that with bia? That's not an appropriate thing for Chazal to do. They would never do such a thing. Umeshani in, yes, they would. Vadin shavya de shav. Via biato biatznut, they will turn that into bilatznut. They can do that. They will do that. Don't think, Chazal aren't going to want to interfere and turn someone's actions into avera. If it comes to this, we will interfere. We will turn this into bilatznut. That's how Tosfot understands that the answer of that gemara there. Uvehi de ketubot uveshalach lichora pligia hach dishmatin. And you could look at our Gemara in Ketubot and this Gemara here in Baba Batra and see that they're seeming to be in argument with one another. Right? Because you could see, oh, Ksubis, they needed Kol Mekadesh in order to undo the marriage. But here, they don't seem to need it. So maybe, and this, I think, essentially is what Rav Yitzchak Hanan was suggesting, that they actually would be in conflict with each other. But Tosfot says, you don't have to say that. Miu nira delo pliki. V'itzcherich tama de'adat rabbanan mekadesh, mishum de'ahatam, kevan de'kidushi nasu kehogen, lo yakoch acham lahavkiyam. Ilav mishum de'adat rabbanan mekadesh. In other words, I think what Tosfot is saying is that the ideal always, if they have a kidushin that was a legitimate kidushin, they can't touch a legitimate kidushin. So they have to say afke inhu. They have to say Kol Mekadesh Datat Ram Mekadesh, because there was a good kiddushin there, so they have to say that kiddushin was done with us in mind, so we can undo that kiddushin because they had us in mind. But if there was not a good kiddushin bichlal, like in the case of Baba Batra, then they can't manipulate the kiddushin because the kiddushin was never done with their permission. So the only recourse they have is afke inhu. But if they have Kol Mekadesh, then they'll certainly use Kol Mekadesh. They're not in the business of afke inhu. They're in ideally the Kol Mekadesh business. But if there's no kiddushin they can handle, then they resort to afke inhu. That's basically how it goes. Hold on, one, two, yeah.
And therefore, that whole kiddushin should be null and void. Even, there should be no need to ma'akir anything, because the whole kiddushin should be null and void.
It doesn't mean that it's...
I mean it's Kol Mekadesh. It shouldn't even get off the ground. Right. Kol Mekadesh, it shouldn't even get off the ground.
The Rabbanan don't approve of this type of marriage, so therefore it shouldn't get off the ground in the first place, and therefore there shouldn't be a need to ma'akir.
Meaning it's not even like...
It's a non-starter.
It's a non-starter. How does it even start? Because Mida Oraita was a legitimate kiddushin.
So
does that mean that they're the gatekeepers of the kiddushin? That's how you understand
that's
it? We are the gatekeepers. It's not going to us, so it's no good. Or that when you do a proper kiddushin, you know that the proper kiddushin goes with their rules. If you do a not proper kiddushin, you still have a deraisa kiddushin. And that, as he says, you cannot manipulate.
What?
kiddushin that doesn't go with Eruv?
Yeah,
isn't this part of
that's what, and that's what I think. That's what
the yeah, yeah, is. Yeah.
Isn't this part of the larger question of if you can you yoytze the raisa by violating a derabanan? Do you know what I mean? Like or, that comes up in other places too. You know, like I think sukkah. I think it comes up if your sukkah's outside.
Yeah, it's a tussle with sukkah. Yeah, right, so kiddush. You can do kiddush the raisa. Right, by saying the words, but without the derbanan of wine. So,
can you send the oath of your eyes?
So yes, I get it from says that you're using kiddush the raisa at shul. So maybe you can kiddush the raisa, but so maybe that's pshat over here, or we could say as you suggest that they actually know they say that we are the gatekeepers of
and it doesn't even get off the ground.
There are many cases though where a kiddush is not kedas chacham and it's clearly kiddush. Like if you're
right, yeah, we're gonna get there. Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. Idan.
Just continuing what Michael said.
By the way, thank you for all of this. Is great. Yeah. Okay.
If Chachamim are those who shape the way that Kiddushin will have the ceremony and the thing that will happen today, it would make much more sense if we say that Chachamim would be the gateway to Kiddushin, like Rashi mentioned. If that is one of the ways to understand it, let's just have a Beis Din in every time there's going to be Kiddushin. Every Kiddushin needs to be in front of a Beis Din. They need to approve it, and that's how you know it's going to be there.
So the fact that
we know that Chachamim are the ones that shaped the way the ceremony itself of Kiddushin, and they did not include themselves in it, makes it, I think, a little bit of challenging to say that eventually.
Yes, there's what to talk about. What Idan is bringing up, I don't think we're gonna get there. But in source number 14, there's a situation that the Maharik was really upset about. This Moshe Kapsali was the Chacham Bashi of the Ottoman Empire. He was the chief rabbi. Source number 14. Okay, we're just gonna say look at this really quickly. We're not going to spend much time on it right now. I'll say it outside. You don't have to look at it right now. But there was a case where they made a communal decree about whatever type of kiddushin could be allowed or not. And there was a couple. In the specific case, there was a case where a guy was mekadesh a woman with a fig, and then she ate the fig, and that you weren't allowed to do that, and that you couldn't do that. And the Rav Moshe Kapsali was okayer the kiddushin, and said essentially I'm the gatekeeper. Afkinu rabbanan kiddushin mine. They are not married, and the Maharik he gets very, very upset. What? He uses very strong language in this one. He calls him iver memashesh bafela. He calls him. He doesn't know. He's very upset. And this Siman Pei Gimel is just filled with him saying all these how bad Rav Moshe Kapsali is. According to the Wikipedia article on the Maharik, he ultimately on his deathbed he sent word to Rav Moshe Kapsali's descendants to ask for mechila, according to the Wikipedia page. Okay, but anyway, so there is discussion, but that ultimately that people don't understand Afkenu as being a gatekeeper type of thing. Because if you're right, then you're right. There could be, you could very easily solve many, many different types of problems at the outset, but we're not going to really talk about this, Maharik, but yes. Yeah.
It seems like a lot of these cases where we hear a lot about this is when the ratzon of the Baal is completely unambiguous, that this is what I want. It's only in the case of the Ket where he suddenly changes his mind, we undo it. I'm wondering if that X factor is where we bring in the Yerushalmi, the idea of the Pritzus and Mamzerim, and you say the husband's not thinking right now. All he's thinking is, oh, I don't want this get to be fulfilled for a reason. But if the husband was in the mindset to realize that his wife would respond in this way and it would lead to Pritzus and Mamzerim and all that, he would obviously want the get to still be a proper get, and therefore they're acting on that inner ratzon and causing the get to be really fulfilling that kind of reverse Ezekiel kind of idea.
I don't know if I followed what you just said. I apologize.
I don't know if I followed myself. I didn't get to sleep.
Okay. I'm not sure. If you want to say it again, you're welcome to. But
It seems like a lot of the cases where this is so complex is where the Baal very clearly says...
You're saying like in a Ksubas case.
Yeah, in a Ksubas case. So it's very clearly, this is a marriage, this is what it is, it's unambiguous. He has a get. He doesn't want the get to be chacham. The chachamim say this is a good. This is still a good get, despite what you want. If we add in the factor of this pritzus and mamzerim issue, so then you can say maybe the ratzon of the baal is actually working kind of against itself. In the moment, he's expressing this idea of I want the marriage to still be a marriage, even though this get is in her hands now. But internally, if he knew that it would lead to this case of mamzerim and pritzus and all that, clearly he would want her to actually to be a get after all. And the chachamim are actually acting on that ratzon and making the get a real get like that.
Wait, so fine. Let's skip source number 9 for right now. Although I did spend, we'll talk. Maybe we'll come back to source number 9. Could to pick up on the thread that you're touching on, I think, which is essentially also about Afka Inhu, whether it's operating Lemafreya or not. Because what you're basically saying is that it's not Lemafreya.
Right.
You're basically describing that this is something, because of this, we legitimize this get that would otherwise be problematic.
Right?
That's what Steve is saying. And that we're going there. In source number 9... We'll skip source number 9. I do happen to think that there may be a distinction between the way Tosfot and the way Ritva understand what Afka Inhu is, but we're not gonna. I don't want to spend more time on that because I'm not sure if I'm correct in it. So I will skip it anyway. But if you want, you can take a look at the source number 9 on your own over Shabbos. You'll sit in Shabbos table. You can look at source number 9 and think about whether the Ritva and Tosfot are thinking the same thing is happening with Afka Inhu, whether. Yeah. We'll talk about it after. If anyone's interested. Okay, but let's go to the point that Rav Steve brought, because there's what to talk about there as well, which is the question of whether what's happening, Kol Mekadesh Dat Rav Mekadesh, the way we're classically thinking about it is that it is a Mafreya thing. He was Mekadesher. The 20 years later, there's a problematic get, and Rabbanan say, Kol Mekadesh Dat Rav Mekadesh, we're undoing the Kiddushin, which would seem to be Lamafreya. And this is the way Tosfot clearly is the assumption that he makes in source number 10. This Tosfot itself could be a whole shiur, but unfortunately we're not going to really have time for it. We'll just cherry pick the points that are relevant for this right now. Avkin Rav Nan Kiddushin Mineh, he says, Hiksha Rav Rabbeinu Shmuel, Imken, Yechafe al bat achotok shevo edim shezinta yishalach la get vivatel shelo bifnei shaliach ufaki kiddushim v'dimtza shehi pnuya. If you have a person who's married to his niece and she's mizana and he wants to protect her from punishment, so why doesn't he just, because he's a niece, so he cares about her, so why doesn't he just give a get, mivata the shlichot, or do one of these types of things, and then Chazal will say, kol mekadesh atam mekadesh, and then it'll be afkad kiddushin, and then she'll be a penuya, and they'll spare her from any penalty of znut. That's clearly, it's working a retroactive type of thing, and the Reed gives an answer that we're not really concerned about such a thing, but if we're only really employing this when we don't have such a suspicion thing. Another question. Vod hiksha Rabbeinu Shmuel, deichi mechavim leolam mitat eshet ish shezinta v'atrat safiki. Every hatra is going to be a atrat safik, because maybe there could still be a situation where it's hafka, batel kiddushin, again, she'll be a penuya at the time of the quote-unquote, the so-called znut, won't actually be znut anymore. So he says every type of thing is going to be, every hatra of eshet ish is going to be hatrat safek, and he ends up saying that we don't say such a thing. We follow the rove, and if you say what this question is, then you'd also run into problems with any time for a nazir, he says. Because any nazir, he could always be just matir, the naziru, so how could you ever give hatra or a nazir about to drink wine? So he says it doesn't work that way. But the whole assumption is that yes, it is a mafreya thing, but just we have to answer and account for these potential problems that the Rashbam raises. That's what Tosfot is saying. But it's clearly a Mafreya type of thing.
Is Tosfot's point that you ever had potential issues to be now just be at Znut, or is going to be at Znut now Pnuya, and there's no issue with whatever Bia was happening?
Well, she's a married woman.
Correct.
So she's married to Reuven. She's sleeping with Shimon.
Correct.
He now turns that into
a Bia Pnuya. Sounds like everything's fine.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean, it's better. But now she's not getting executed.
It's not ish, but now it's still
zoom. Yeah, but this is a lesser.
Children,
this is
children are the mizrim. She's
right.
They won't be executed. If
right.
Yeah.
Correct. Okay. Good.
So that's one avenue of looking at this. There's also the Ramban. I saw other people quoting this. But The Ramban here says it as well. I think this is what he's saying, different than what Tosfot is saying. Presumably, this would be a way to be matir all different types of mamzerut, because you just be oker the marriage of the first marriage that is producing now second, that was mamzerin from the second marriage. You could just uproot that. You can matar all these mamzerin. Right, and same gives zimin debat achoto vihi mechapeh alav v'chapeh alav v'shamati mitartim dahachi kamrin and imken shav ya rabbanan levilato bilat znut ve'en adam oseh bilato bilat znut hilkach gemar v'yahiv gita me'achshav kedosh lo yafkir rabbanan kedushav shlo tehe bilato bilat znut. He says, I know, and this is what we were talking about the other day, right? Essentially, he's concerned, as AZ was raising as well, I don't want my bia to become bilat znut. I'm an upstanding person, relatively, like, I try to do the right thing. Okay, we had this get situation, but Chazal are now threatening me with the potential of Bi'ilat Znut, that they're, Jared, if you don't redo this get, if you don't authorize this get, we're going to fix it for you, and that's going to mean you're not married anymore, and all your Bi'ilot are going to be Bi'ilot Znut, and I don't want to deal with that, so I'm going to authorize essentially the get and allow the get to take force. And so it's similar in concept to what Rav Steve pointed out, which is that it's a I don't want to say manipulation, but it's a mechanism to authorize and legitimize this get in front of us, which is going to be relevant later on. The Rosh was going to pick up that strand also, which is going to be one of the reasons that we'll come to towards the end, which is why Afkinu is not a usable source today. But yeah, sir.
I didn't understand. How does this work? You can, if there is no situation where the Rabbanim could be mafkia, then why should he be scared that they're going to make?
But they can. Rabban is saying they can.
And we haven't switched it. We haven't fixed anything.
He's fixing himself.
But
instead of saying Chazal, but he, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Chazal have the power to, but I mean, I don't know. We could Idan can maybe talk about the psychological underpinnings here. But like, it could be that Chazal can, but they don't want to. Chazal don't want to start now playing around with people's bi'ilot and all their everything to start. This is a tool weapon we have. We don't want to use it. Do the right thing so we don't have to use this. And he says, I want to do the right thing. Don't use your tool. But you're right. But
this hasn't answered anything. This still works, though, regardless of
correct.
Whether or not
Correct. But it's genuinely, it's generally not happening lemafreya. That's the point. I mean, it's not, the whole problem is not.
But it could happen lemafreya. We need that.
It could, but it's not. The Ramban is saying you're right.
The message that is there that it needs to, otherwise he won't be scared.
Right, but whenever it is, but it's never, it's like, I don't know, like Lahavdil, it's a nuclear weapon, right? It could be deployed, but the basic power of the nuclear weapon is as a deterrent.
But it doesn't.
I don't have a nuke because I'm going to bomb you. I have a nuke so that you stay in your place. They could nuke it, but they don't want to. So do the right thing.
Like from,
everyone knows they're not going to drop a nuke on Russia, but it's still a deterrent. I don't know.
Still the Makar and Baba Batra will be a difficult day here then.
Say one more time.
Like a punishment. It doesn't sound like it's a nuclear weapon where they say we.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, we'd have to spend more time on this. What does it mean? Asalo shiloka hogan.
Yeah, they say it was shiloka hogan. Asilo shiloka hogan.
Yeah,
it doesn't sound like a nuclear weapon. It sounds like
we're actually going to bomb you because you did something wrong. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
This is our weapon, and we use it when we need to.
I probably good to take a look at the Ramban on that sugya and see how he talks about
it's
that there.
A little easier though, because here we're talking about they've been living together for 20 years. This happened yesterday, and now we're trying to figure out what to do.
Right. Say what you're saying one more time. I mean, that's the big chiddush with saying it's lemafreya.
Yeah.
Is that like you're undoing 20 years of marriage, like that. Which is like how it's wild. But that's still a wild power that Chachamim have, like sort of hanging over you at any given time. For Ramban though, it's like yes, they're wielding the power, but he's making the choice out of his own volition.
Oh, does that give more koach to Chachamim or weaken the Chachamim? I mean, it's not about, like you're saying right now we're going to whole marriage process that would make sure that things are musudar, which would on one hand give the koach, like, oh, because if you want to be married, you want to have proper children, you get married this way. And now at the same time, we can unrip their own enactment, which is obviously from themselves. Is that like a better play for them? Is that a weaker, like, does that weaken their own koach? I'm just curious. You know, it's like,
you're saying, like, the fact that they can just, like, I don't know, I'm thinking, like, it's one, this is a really bad example, but it's the example that I'm thinking of right now, but, like, I'm, like, embarrassed to use this as an example, but, like, you're using Microsoft Paint, and you're coloring a picture, you don't like it, so you just pour the color of paint, you, like, clear the whole screen. Like, that's one way to do it, but the better artist is able to now do turn the painting into what you wanted it. Like, what's that? They're just clearing the screen and starting over. Is that considered more power or less power? Is what we were saying. Like,
yeah.
Wiping the screen, is that considered, well, look at me, I'm such a good artist, I can just wipe the screen? Or is it the better artist is like, I can,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm embarrassed that I used that example, but that is the example that
I
thought of. Okay. One more piece to look at is in the Rashba. Two pieces in the Rashba that are important here. That I'll just say, we'll just read the first two lines of this Rashba on source number 12, because we'll look at the first two lines and the last lines in source number 12. Vim tomar maishna mitava b'mayim shein lahem sof shein lahem sof tlof kinu rabbanan kedushe mishum aginu. So he says, this is on our Gemara. The Rashba says, I don't understand, right? Why aren't we employing this more often? We have the Shas is filled with unfortunate situations where a couple is married and something happens and she's stuck as an aguna. Why is this not coming up more often? That's his question. V'yesh lamar, t'bichdi lo mafki rilu rabban l'kidushe, elehei chadika srach gita, kidahacha. He says, we don't just employ this whenever we want. This is not like something that if there's a marriage we want to dissolve, so let's just throw this in the hopper and everything will wipe. He said, we don't do that. We're not mafki kedushin left and right whenever we feel. Even if there's a great need, the husband fell. We'd have lost him. He's probably dead. We don't know if he's dead. What happened? Why don't we use this? He says because there has to be srach gita kedahacha. There's got to be like there. In this case, there was a get. Now there were problems with the get. But there was a get. And so we can use that as a means of, because there's already a get, we can start employing Afki Inhu and call him a Kaddish. But if there's no get, we're not touching this with Afki Inhu. And they skip to the last lines.
It's very much not retroactive as well.
Yeah, because it's using the get. It's using the get.
It's using the get retroactive.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's why I'm not sure necessarily. But yeah, it's you. But yes. Yes, everyone is yes.
Yeah.
Say again?
It has to be.
Right. Well, unless you say it's like the Ramban, where the...
What?
Wait, what are you saying?
No,
I was just going to... I was just saying maybe this is a reason why, because there's already this get that's potentially here, but it's problematic, we don't like this get, we need a new get, but there's a get, there's a get in play, that maybe we will then have him be okay with this get. And whatever problems he had with the get, he didn't like this get, he was not to the shlichut, he was not to the get, or he did it all tonight, that we...
Okay.
Okay, I don't know, I wasn't sure. What are you going to say? You say absolutely not. Okay.
Okay.
In the 6 minutes remaining, we'll say okay. Yeah. Where were we? Oh, well, yes. I mean, at the end of the line, he is saying that. Hatamishum ti'ikara kiddushin shelo baratzon chachamim hayu tu asash lo kahogan. So he says, look, if there was a case where there was a bad... look in the last lines of... What's that?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you go to the last lines of source number 12, when we're talking about the case of where he forces her to marry him... So, inam if it's luhu v'kaddish da'afkinu rabbanan kedusha minikid ita hatam perichas karabatim hatam mishum di'ikar kedushin shelo baratun chachamim hayu tihu asa shelo gohogen. That was when, so we did this because the whole kedushin was fundamentally flawed from the outset. Hihu asa shelo gohogen. Av makom shechala v'kedushin baratzut chachamim. But if there was a legitimate marriage, V'hashtahu dafkinu lehu. We're only going to employ afkinu if there was a bad marriage from the start, okay. But if this is a good marriage, they were a good, happy married for 10, 15, 20, 30 years, and now we have a problem here, we can't just afkinu our way out of this. There has to be a get here. Source number 13, the Rosh Min Teshuva also says about a different case where he suggests, can we solve this aguna problem with this? And he says, "Ein kol mekadesh dat rabbanu mekadesh v'gin rabbi v'shimine." We don't say that. Ella shelo b'chol makom ani omrim ken ella hecha de amur amur hecha de lo amur minafshin lo amrina. He says the only times we're ever going to pull this anyway is when we have Chazal who said it. But the Rosh was saying we're not going to go ahead and start applying afkinu in newfangled cases. It's only in the cases the Gemara brings up that he's willing to tolerate the usage of afkinu.
So in the case where the Torah mandates him to be married to her, if she so chooses it, now we're saying that's a bad case of marriage, or we're saying that is a valid case of marriage, but we can still go back and undo it.
Say that one more time. In the case where he forces her to marry him?
The only case I can understand from the Rashba right now of a marriage that was not good was where the Torah mandates that she can get married to him and he can't do anything about it, whether it be the case of seduction or the case of illness.
No, or the case where he hangs her upside down from a tree and says, I'm Mekadesh you. And she says, fine, I'll do it. Okay. Yeah, Shanus.
So say if that's okay, fine.
Yeah.
Doesn't the Rashba say in other places that if the general Tzibur accepted upon themselves, then...
So there is discussion about this. There is this discussion, and you can look to the Maharik, who sort of discusses this idea, who found it very problematic that if you have a community that says, we're going to make a rule that Kiddushin has to be like this as the gatekeepers, and someone doesn't follow the rules, so we're the gatekeepers, so it's afkinu. The Maharik was very, very upset by such a thing. He thought that was mamzer's left and right if you do such a thing. That he doesn't... And the Ramah also says in source number 15, right? Kal shik tiknu, even if there's discussion, because there is this discussion in the Rishonim, what you're saying.
We have the Rapaigo actually did this.
Yes. They're yes. But I want to just close with these things. The Ramah, source number 15. Kahal shetiknu vasu askama beinehem. This is the Ramah. They decided as a community together. Misha yekadesh below asara. Okay, it's ebaze avar achad. So they say this is kiddushin has to be like this. So avar achad v'kiddush. Chayshin ala kiddushin mitzricha get. She requires a get. And McGraw here points out that this is all to be to the exclusion of afkinu. That even if there's a collective, the community agrees, we're going to be the gatekeepers, so to speak, and it's not going to be a legitimate marriage, she still needs a get, because this afkinu thing cannot be employed in this situation. One last piece, David Zvi Hoffman, my favorite. Rav David Zvi Hoffman, I like. Well, I'm of the Hoil, source number 17. He asks a question about if shall it's kensha kol kiddushin yu al tnai sheim yamud habal belizera shall kayama should vitipol ishto lifnei yavam she'az lo tehe mikudeshe. Can you do everything? It's like this kiddushin al tnai. And in his response, he brings up the question of afkinu, that maybe there's ever a solution of afkinu, and he says that we don't have a Sanhedrin. Even if you were to say you could use afkinu here, you have to call a mikdash adat rabbanan mikdash. That rabbanan is got to be like the Sanhedrin, I guess. And so you have to have not just a community rabbi or community rabbis who are able to be who mafkia the kiddushin. You require the biggest heavyweights, which are the Sanhedrin. And he says that's not happening, so we can't employ this. In general, the usage, I sort of skipped over the heading of this last page, but the idea is using afkinu nowadays to resolve aguna type things. Basically, among the consensus of post-scheme, that while there is discussion, and there's a huge, huge in tradition in 1998, there's a huge back and forth about using afkinu and all types of things to resolve aguna problems. The general consensus among post-schemes is that it cannot be employed today for basically the three main reasons that are used are the three that we're hitting on right now. Number one, there is no quote-unquote rabbanan nowadays. Number two, we cannot apply this to new scenarios, like the Rashba said. We can only use it in cases that the Gemara says explicitly. And then number three is, as the Rashba pointed out, that maybe this is only a case where you have a get maybe in play anyway, but a case of an aguna situation where there is no get bichlal, you couldn't even come to this according to that position in the Rashba. So the bottom line, people are not using afkinu. And I just will close with source number 18. Rav, the Rav was quoted using very harif language about if you ever to try to start employing. Aguna is a serious problem, and aguna needs to be solved. But he says, Afke Inu is not the way to do this. He says, do you expect to survive as, to the RCA, right, the collection of Orthodox rabbis, do you expect to survive as an Orthodox rabbi? Do you expect to carry out on the Masorah under such circumstances? Chaos will replace Torah. There's no way. We cannot do this. This is not the way. Our Masorah has not offered this as an option. And to start employing this against the will, against the Masorah, this is a total violation. So it's 11:30 right now. So hopefully this was sufficiently clear. But what we did is we saw a little bit of Afkinhu in the Bavli, in the Rishalmi, comparing those. We took a look at maybe how Afkinhu works and what's happening with the Bia, and whether it's Lamafreya or whether it's Mikana Lehaba, and then a couple different reasons why Afkinhu is not employed nowadays to resolve the very important and difficult and tragic but difficult cases of Aguna. Wishing everyone a Ktiva V'Chatima Tova.
We have regular shiur next Friday.